Authoritarian Sociopathy, Toward a Renegade Psychological Experiment. Chapter 13, Ethical Concerns. Perhaps more important than the experiment itself will be working with scientists, ethicists, and activists to draft our own ethical guidelines for scientific experimentation. This is unprecedented as far as I know, and after this project is finished, I hope I can have far-reaching influence on civil disobedience, demonstrations, and future experiments outside the legacy power structure. But having these guidelines is crucial before we finalize the design and begin conducting the experiment. If you have any ethical concerns about the design that are not addressed in this section, please contact me so I can improve the design. Preventing physical harm. When I first proposed having subjects in a staged incident of police brutality, there was concern that it could put the confederate of the experiment at risk of injury if the subject decided to intervene physically. The illusion created by the pre-recorded surveillance footage and the use of the door as the measure of intervention was devised as a way to protect everyone from physical harm. If the subject charges into the hallway ready to engage the assailant physically, they will quickly realize that they are alone in the hallway, but they will also be visible from the surveillance camera so the experimenters can assess the subject's emotional state before entering. Preventing forced witness. There was concern that it may be unethical to put a subject into a situation where they are forced to witness potentially traumatic brutality, even on a surveillance screen. To mitigate this risk, the level of brutality in the footage should not exceed what may reasonably be seen in mainstream news. Further, to witness or to intervene should not be their only options. The exit sign above the door to the back room was added to create a third option so the subject could decide to avoid the incident completely. Reconciling trauma. There is concern that in spite of the violent footage waiver in the questionnaire and other precautions, a subject may still find the experience traumatic or emotionally distressing, especially if they have a personal history of physical abuse. To remedy this unfortunate result, if it occurs, someone will be on hand to offer private exit counseling after completion of the experiment. If the subjects take this offer, these sessions will not be considered part of the exit interview and will not be part of any analysis or public record. In addition, every subject will be given the contact information of local counseling services in case they experience distress after leaving or even days later. Unavoidable deception. There is a concern that it may be unethical to deceive subjects, both by leading them to believe that they are there to preview a new movie trailer and by creating the illusion of the assault. Subjects will be fully informed of the scope and purpose of the experiment afterwards. However, there is no way to avoid deceiving the subjects without invalidating the results. We acknowledge this concern, but regard it as an acceptable risk given the potential value of the study.